Feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Well, it's official now. The U.S. Supreme Court issued its case, its decision in the Dobbs case, and did overturn Roe. And send the issue of abortion back to the states. And there are many people that have said, well, the Supreme Court reversed Roe. And certainly they did reverse the decision, which, by the way, is fairly rare. The U.S. Supreme Court did rule in another 7-2 decision that the Supreme Court ruled that a man could own another man in slavery, and never reversed that decision. That decision was, of course, effectively reversed by the 13th and 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And also, the Supreme Court never reversed Buck versus Bell, where they ruled, in their own words, that three generations of imbeciles is enough. So a black woman could be forcibly sterilized. Thankfully, that decision, which is still on the book, so to speak, and still really in the phrase of many people that many people have used in reference to Roe versus Wade, would still be the law of the land. But thankfully, that is not the law of the land, and it is not something that is practiced today. So what we see, though, with abortion and with Roe versus Wade and the overturning of Roe versus Wade, this is actually nearly 50 years too late. And 66 million, for the 66 million babies that have lost their lives, it is too late and not soon enough to protect their lives. And one thing that you need to really know, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago in our sermon, and if you missed that sermon, you can actually go to our church website, and we preached on what will happen if or when Roe is overturned. We'll go over this a little bit today, but abortion hasn't ended. In fact, there's only one state in the union that actually will abolish through their laws that they already have had on the books, and that's Alabama, would abolish abortion or end abortion at all stages of development. Prior to Roe, though, this is another thing that we need to really be clear on. Prior to Roe, there were actually seven states that where abortion was legal. In 1967, California, Colorado, and North Carolina legalized abortion. At that point, women from across the nation could actually fly or drive to those states and legally pay an abortionist to rip their babies limb from limb and kill them through abortion. In 1970, four more states, including New York, passed laws legalizing the killing of innocent human beings in the womb. By 1973, the Roe v. Wade decision, actually 1.25 million preborn babies, had been murdered through abortion in our land. And most of the states in the union now will still legalize, and abortion will still be legal. Abortion will continue to happen in most of the states. Now, certainly there are states that had trigger laws. There are states that had pre-existing laws that pre-existed Roe, and we are hopeful that in those states, the lives of preborn children can be protected. But those women can still drive to one of the other states or fly to one of the other states that have abortions legal and actually still kill their child. And remember that the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is a pro-abortion group, actually lists Florida as a protected state, meaning that the quote-unquote right to abortion is protected in the state of Florida. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 245 years ago, brave men pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to establish a country where we can live free. Our nation isn't perfect, but it is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. This July 4th, let us honor the sacrifice of the many who fought to establish and preserve our freedom. Thank God for his blessings on America and fight to return our nation back to God. God bless America. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. If you either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC, we have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website at fasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. This is pretty cool, and we're here, we're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your problems, getting the live stream going as well. I was actually on a tech call right before coming on the on the show. So ran me just a little bit late with that. But we are here. We're ready to help resolve computer problems, ready to help you resolve your answer your computer questions as well. This is what we do here at A Faster PC. And we're here ready to help you with your issues and your computer problems and technology problems. It doesn't just have to be, it's not just about computers these days. We deal with all kinds of computer problems, technical problems. So we can actually help you. And again, you can give us a call if you have a computer question, a technology question. You can give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we'll actually help you with your system. So and help you with answer that computer or technology question. And so we are streaming a Faster PC live technical support. And you know, by the way, when you're answering questions, when we're answering questions, we can answer questions on any computer or technology topic. So, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily about what we've been talking about. You know, we can talk about anything. And so you can actually give us a call, 772-340-1590, and we will answer your questions. So you can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live Facebook video or the live YouTube video as well. So either of those will help you get connected and help you with any issues that you might have there. So one thing that we are going to be going over today, most specifically, depending on your calls and your questions, we will actually be going over sometimes we have people that wonder, and we have people even that tell us, well, you know, it doesn't really matter to me whether a hacker gets into my account, because I don't have anything that's worth stealing. I mean, this is what some of our customers tell us, I mean, I don't have anything. I'm just an individual person. Don't have anything that's worth stealing. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about, what it is and why that might be. You might want to reconsider that. So, because there are definitely there's definitely things that you have that are valuable, even if all it is your friends. If the only thing you have that's valuable is your email address and your contact list in the email address, the people that you normally correspond with, that you send emails to, and they send emails to you, maybe. And who are those going to be? Those are going to be your friends. Those are going to be your family members. They may be business associates as well. If you're retired, maybe they're former business associates. Maybe you only have friends and family members. But you definitely have people that care about you in there. And they're going to be the most susceptible to a target from a hacker. So a little bit later in the show, if we have time, we'll actually show you what happened to one of our clients this past week when their email account was compromised. And we'll talk about, and we'll show you actually the various emails, we won't show you the emails that they were getting from their friends, but they were, we'll actually show you the email that the scammers sent out to everyone in their contact list. And it might make you think a little bit, a second time about that. Now, also another thing, we do have another client that that had an issue this past week where they had data loss or data corruption. The data corruption, this was a business client, the data corruption came because there was a temporary, and when I say temporary, I'm talking about just a split second, outage in their internet. And they were using Comcast, the Comcast modem, as their internet modem and router, and their server was actually directly connected to the Comcast modem. And one of the things that the Comcast modem likes to do when it has an issue with the internet, it actually what it'll do is it will actually reboot, and it shuts down all network activity. And they actually had some data corruption because of that. Thankfully, they had a backup, and their backup did work yesterday. But we do have other clients that have data failure, and maybe because of a bad hard drive, or maybe because of a ransomware attack, or maybe because of theft or sabotage or fire. We've had all of these things happen to our customers. No one customer has had all of those happen, but ransomware is actually more and more a risk, and you want to have a good backup solution to protect yourself against that, against a ransomware attack. You also want to have a backup solution that protects you against hard drive failure. You want to have a solution that protects you against theft. So in other words, you don't want to have your backup and your computer in the same location, because if that happens and one of them is stolen, well, you've lost everything. It's one thing to replace a few days or a few weeks, but you can't really replace everything. There are things you're just never going to be able to replace. So you want to have a protection against that. And of course, also, fire. We have had, the computer and the backup in the same location. It's not a good thing to do. You want to have multiple backups if you're backing up yourself, or we can talk about cloud backup. There are secure ways to do it with cloud backup to make sure that things are protected. But we'll talk a little bit about that, a little bit about some of those solutions. And again, we're going to be showing you the effects, the potential effects of a compromised email account. And it could be, by the way, it could be the same thing if you have a Facebook account or another social media account and that is compromised. Well, you could actually have similar things happening there. So we'll talk about that. It is later in the show. And again, we are here ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your problems, your computer problems. And we can help you with whatever issue that you have, whatever question that you have, we can answer that question. And sometimes we'll even be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve those problems. And a little bit later in the show, when we show you this email, we'll actually show that on the screen. I will redact the email address and the name of the person that actually sent it out. It wasn't sent out by them, but it was sent out by the hackers through their account. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here and as Florida begins to open for business.
The faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Fast PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer. And we are back ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer and answer, by the way, computer and technology problems and questions. So as we were talking in the last break or the last segment just about this hack attempt, and again, some of our customers, they tell us, well, I don't understand why anyone would want to hack me. I don't have anything worth stealing. And that really isn't true because you do have a reputation and you also have friends and and acquaintances and family members, people that love you and care about you, and sometimes would do, you know, if you really were in trouble, if you really needed help, these people would actually help you. And so this is something that you know, you want to be aware that this does, you know, that you do have situations, or that there are things of value, even if it's not money. Even if you don't have a lot of money in the bank, chances are, you know, you have some money, and chances are, in fact, if you don't have a lot of money, well, one of the things that's important is to remember that if you don't have a lot of money, what you do have is pretty important to keep, and you know, to not waste, and you don't want to give that to a scammer or a hacker or you know, a shyster out there. You don't want to give it to a crook. You also have friends and family members that have money, and you don't want them to give money to a hacker or a scammer, thinking they're giving money to help you. So this is something that definitely, you know, you want to just be aware of the way that these hackers and scammers work. And I'm going to switch over to a full screen and just show you an email that did come from one of our customers. It actually wasn't from them, but their account was compromised this past week. And I'm not showing their email address. I'm not showing their names. But I'm going to show you the email that the hackers sent out after they compromised their account. So, and by the way, it's interesting. It doesn't show my email address. I didn't even have to black that out. It didn't, or exclude it from the snip that I did. It didn't show it. So they were sending this, I guess, via email or via BCC, blind carbon copy, where they hide the list where it's going to. But the subject says checking, and the body says, "Hi, please let me know when you get this. I just wanted to make sure that you got this email. I'm unavailable on the phone. Can I ask for a quick favor from you?" Now, just think about the people that you communicate with on email. You know, maybe it's your children or your grandchildren or your aunts or uncles or maybe your parents, or you know, maybe it's business associates, maybe it's friends, you know, maybe it's former business associates. But everyone has a certain amount of people that you communicate with, and many of them, if you actually needed a quick favor, many of your friends and family members would actually give you a quick favor. Some of them might even give you money if you need help. And this is where the hackers and the scammers, this is what their hopes are, and this is what they're one of the targets. So again, this person's email address was hacked, and what happened was this email went out to everyone on their contact list. And typically, mail service providers, you know, which would be you know, whoever provides the email account, typically has a limit on how many emails you can send out in an hour, how many emails you can send out in a day. Many of them limit the amount of emails you can send out in a day to 500. Like if you have Gmail, if you have AOL, you're going to be able to send out to 500 in a day. And so some of the people got this email address, this email, and it said it came from this person's email address. Another group of people got the email, and it had the first part of the email address, but where it's after the @, instead of the domain that they were using for their email, let's just say it was msn.com or hotmail.com. It wasn't, but let's just say it was. Well, then instead of that, they put @ another email provider.com. So it still looked like, because the first part of the email address was the same, it still looked like it was coming from them. And it looked like maybe they changed their email address. And they did that again because they only had 500 that they could send out that way. So again, they're saying, hey, let me know that you got this. Now your friends, if you send an email to your friends and say, hey, let me know if you got this, what are they going to do? They're going to let you know that they got it. And it says here, I'm not available by phone. So what does that say? Well, don't call me. Send me an email. And so your friends, you're already telling them, hey, I want to know if you got this. And secondly, I can't talk to you on the phone, so just send me an email. And then the second thing is, I need a quick favor. Well, again, if you're really the friend or relative of this person, or maybe even a business associate, and the person needs to check their email, make sure you got it, and they can't talk on the phone, and they need a favor, chances are you're going to reply. Now, when I received this, I said, this is a scam. They've been hacked. And I actually saw it late one evening. I just received it that afternoon, but I didn't see it until that evening, and it was too late to call at that point. So I figured I'll call them in the morning. Well, they called me in the morning. They were already getting phone calls from their contacts. And the reason they got the phone calls is because their contacts had emailed back. And by the way, what the hackers had done is they went in, and there's a account. The account had settings called a filter. And this is something that hackers will do on a regular basis, is they'll go in, they'll put a filter in there, and they'll send all email to the deleted folder. So you don't see it. The inbox, nothing comes in. Nothing comes in the inbox. So what happened was they actually, the people were replying, and the hackers were in the account, and they were replying back to the people. And one of them actually, because they called them, they said that the hacker had said that the lady had, the lady that this email was supposed to be sent from had a problem with her credit card and needed to buy an Amazon gift card for a present for her daughter. And so there's a lot of people that would do a quick favor for you, but not everyone on your contact list will give you $300, let's say, for a gift card, or loan you $300 for a gift card. But there's probably people on your contact list that if you really needed to use their credit card for $300, and they know you, they trust you, they know you'd pay them back, they would let you do that. Some of them might even give you for $300 without you paying them back. They may love you that much. So what actually happened from this is, the people did call our customer, and the customer said that wasn't us. We came out, we scanned their computers, we made sure that the computers were clean, and we also changed their email password so that the hackers couldn't get back in, and we enabled two-step authentication. So with two-step authentication, what happens is when they go to log in, they have to actually send a code to a cell phone, or there's a new way of doing it where you use an authenticator app, and you authenticate. It's a second way. So in it, you have to know the username, you have to know the password, and then you have to be able to receive a code on a device such as a cell phone. Some providers may actually make a phone call to you. Some may send an email with a code, but the email would have to be to another address, not the same address. So there are additional steps. It's an additional step to help protect the account. And we also did make sure that the hackers weren't still logged into the account by logging out any previous account logins. So we took these steps. We protected their account, and also sent emails to their account, you know, to their contacts, to let their contacts know that it wasn't them that actually sent this. It was a hacker or a scammer that actually sent it. So this, you know, this hopefully goes to show you the reason that you want to protect your account. Now, how did this happen? It's a good question. Basically, the hackers figured out the username and the password. Well, how did they figure out the username and the password? Well, the username they can get because it's an email address. This is an email account. So all they have to know is the email address, and then they know the email. Now, you know, if they know a past password, then it's possible. Some people just change one or two things, or maybe they use the same pattern and they just change it up a little bit, and they can use different variations of that and see if they can come up with a pattern. Now, what happens quite often, we've seen this quite often, is that people will use the same account or the same password at multiple websites. So let's say you go to a social media site, and you have the username and it's your email address, and then you have the password. And then what happens is you go ahead and you go on over to another site, and you have used the same username and password. And then you go to your email account, and you have the same username and password. And well, if one of those gets breached, if let's say there's a hacking attempt that happens at some sort of store out there that you purchase something at, or maybe at this social media place where you go, maybe Facebook or something like that. Maybe you have a Yahoo account. Yahoo was hacked, and Yahoo didn't even let people know that they were hacked for 2 years. So sometimes you can actually be hacked and not know that you're hacked for some time. So this is something that this is something that you can actually see that, you know, if the username and password is compromised, then what can happen is if you've used that same username and password at other sites. And by the way, all they're going to do, they're going to go to other sites. They're going to go to, let's say it's an email account that was hacked. Well, they'll go to your Facebook account. They'll go to other sites, and they'll check and they'll see, did you use that same password, the same username and password? If you use the same username and password at other sites, they'll get into those sites as well. We talked a little bit earlier about how this email account was hacked and the contacts were sent messages. Well, the same thing can happen if you have a Facebook account and someone hacks into that. Your friends are going to get messages that say they come from you, and it's going to be asking for help. And the people that love you and care about you, if they respond, they're going to be compromised. They're going to lose money, and you're partially responsible because you allowed your account to be hacked. So we'll talk a little bit when we come back about how you can protect your account from being hacked. You're listening to A Faster PC Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and online service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Are you there? office right here. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We're trying to reconnect with Brian, I guess. Pastor PC Radio continues. Okay.
Sorry about that. I was checking my audio, and I'm seeing the volume moving up and down. I don't know how it got muted, but so anyway, we're back, and anyway, as we were talking in the last segment, we were talking about how you can protect your how hackers can get into your account and what can happen if they do get into your account. And, we even showed, hopefully you can see that even if you don't have a lot of money or you don't have something that you would see as valuable, hopefully you can see now that your contacts are valuable. The people that love you, the people that care about you are valuable, and you have a duty to protect your own account so that you're also protecting other people. Because the thing is, if you're infected, if you're compromised, if your email account or your Facebook account is hacked, then your friends, your acquaintances, your relatives, your customers, your business associates, or your former business associates, if you're retired, maybe, whoever you're communicating with on that platform is potentially going to be compromised. They're going to be sent out a notice. They're going to be have requests coming to them to send money, to send help, to send an Amazon gift card or some sort of other way that the scammers can get money out of your friends. They also may receive a link that could infect their computer, that could encrypt the data on their computer, and then they could be ransomed. Their data could be ransomed, where if they don't pay money, they don't get it back. And of course, if you don't have a good backup plan, well, you're in trouble there. So what we're looking at is just making sure that things are protected, making sure that your account is protected. And how do you make sure that your account is protected? Well, the way that you would make sure that your account is protected. Well, we do have a caller on the line, so we're going to go to Roger. Roger, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. God bless.
You're welcome.
I have this computer, right? Laptop PC. And are you there? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm here. Just go ahead and talk. Ask your question.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. So I'm noticing that Microsoft is like, can do anything. If I want a word processor or anything, I have to go to pay on a monthly basis I cannot straight buy the program. Like
okay, is this Microsoft Office that you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So with Microsoft Office, there are two ways, and they don't really want you to buy the program outright. You can still buy it outright, but really the version that comes pre-installed on your computer is Microsoft 365, and that's a subscription. And it's a monthly subscription or an annual subscription. It's like, I don't know, $7 a month or $70 a year for one computer, or it's for five computers. It's, they call that a family plan. It's $10 a month or $100 a year. And you can actually, sign up for that. And they do give you a cloud backup through OneDrive as well, in addition. But if you want to buy it outright, you still can buy it outright. And you can buy it actually directly from their website outright. And I'll actually show on the screen, and we could get a copy of it for you as well. But let me go over to a browser here, and I'm just going to open up a new tab here on the browser. I'm going to do a Google search, and I'm just going to search for, now the latest version is Office 2021. So Microsoft Office 2021. I just searched for Microsoft Office 2021 comparison. And the first entry is a Microsoft page. And that's kind of important. You don't want to go to someone else's site because they may be selling you something legitimate and they may not. By the way, there are companies out there that sell software that they say is legitimate. They say they guarantee it will activate. And, it doesn't always work. So anyway, when we come here to this site, we see first the Microsoft 365 family. It shows you the price, and also the Microsoft 365 personal, and it shows you the price, and that's per year. And then they have Microsoft Office Home and Business 2021, $249.99, the Home and Student 2021, $149.99, and then they have also the Project Professional, which, by the way, they used to sell Professional, and the Professional was about $500, maybe a little bit more, but right around there. This new Project Professional, $1,129.99. By the way, there are certain programs that are included in Home and Student. There's additional programs included in Home and Business, and even more programs included in Project Professional. When we look at the Microsoft 365 family and the Microsoft 365 personal, those have all of the programs that Microsoft has to offer. So that's a convenience. The OneDrive backup is a convenience, but it is an annual subscription, but you still can provide, you still can look at buying the software outright. You can just click on any of these to see what it actually includes. We're going to click on this Home and Student, and we'll scroll on down. So this includes Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. So it does not include Outlook. It doesn't include Publisher, but it includes Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. For a student or someone that's using it at their home, that's probably good enough. So trying to go back just to see, and if we can click on and look at the Home and Business and what it includes, because I don't recall 100%, but this includes Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. So in addition to the previous, it includes Outlook, which is their email platform. If you wanted Publisher, you're going to either need to buy that Project Professional, which is an outrageous price, or you're going to want to sign up with Microsoft 365, which really, for the price of it, you could pay for multiple years of the Microsoft 365 for the same price as the Project Professional. And I'm sure that's what they want. They want to make it look like the annual subscription is affordable. And by the way, for some people, it's great. If you have five computers that you need to protect, well, think about this. $100 a year, and you have five computers in your family, then, how many years would you have to pay for that? And let's say everyone needed Home and Business at $250 each. You buy five of those, that's $1,250. Well, you could pay for 12 and a half years of Microsoft 365 family. Now, here's an interesting caveat. A lot of people don't know this, but the Microsoft 365 family is not licensed for business use. So if you are using it in a business, you're violating the terms of the licensing agreement. Now, will it work? Yes, it will work, but it's not licensed that way. Microsoft does have a separate business product, and it is more expensive, but it does include more as well. And it includes, some of their versions actually include an email account, an Exchange email account with up to 50 gigabytes of data. So that particular page that I went to, and I did again did a Google search, the URL, though, is Microsoft.com/, and a slash leans forward at the top, leans to the right at the top, en-us, this is all lowercase, /store/b/help-me-choose-office, and you can see that in the video, and also I will include that. I'll actually go over to our YouTube channel, and paste that into the comment section of the YouTube channel, and also paste it into the comment section of the live Facebook video going on right now. So if you do happen to miss that, of course, you could watch the show at your convenience. You can also head over to the show afterward. Either, go to our website and click on the link to YouTube or to Facebook, and you'll actually be able to see the link, and you'll be able to, of course, see the video as well. So, we do have customers that pay for the software outright, and we have helped them do that. And then we have some other customers that they're actually, switching over to the Microsoft 365. We have other customers that are using it for business that are signing up for the Microsoft 365 for business, which again, not only includes all of the other software, but it also includes Microsoft Teams, OneDrive, and the SharePoint, where you can actually share files out there. So a lot of good things actually provided with it, and a lot of businesses are going with it. But whichever way you want to go, we can help you. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can now hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We'll be open today until 2. Close Monday in observance of the 4th of July. We will reopen Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title of tomorrow's sermon is Why the Supreme Court's Decision to Overturn Roe Didn't Go Far Enough to Protect Innocent Human Life. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Years ago, brave men pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to establish a country where we can live free. Our nation isn't perfect, but it is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. This July 4th, let us honor the sacrifice of the many who fought to establish and preserve our freedom. Thank God for his blessings on America.